the Lord had given me this scripture, and I have been considering it along with everything else. And even though he had given me this scripture, it was never something that I felt like I was living in it, and wasn't something that I had, something that I really felt like he wanted shared. Yeah. And I was thinking about this tonight, or the Lord put it on my heart tonight. He put it on my heart actually again this morning. And then as you say that, Vicki, I think that it's a good thing for us to look at. And in Matthew chapter 5, after Jesus has talked about, well, let's just read it, the word's good for us. God blesses those who are poor and realize their need for Him. And I really had this thought just come into my spirit. Actually, it came out in a song when I was at the nursing home, or on the way out to the nursing home, and that is that what we really need is to praise the Lord. That's what every person needs. More than they need anything else in the world is to praise the Lord. Because God inhabits the praises of His people. We think we have a lot of needs. We think we need a lot of things. We think we need, you know, as Vicki talked about, how much of the world. Well, you know, we are in this world. We're not of this world. There's a lot of the things that are in this world that we, with Christ in us, should make better. With Christ in us, we can make our attitude better. With Christ in us, we can bring sunshine into a place rather than, you know, rain into the place. With Christ in us, we have these things. And praise causes God to inhabit us in a greater way. And praise releases all of those things. God said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Praise opens the gate to that. I recently listened to a message by Bill Johnson, and he talked about, you know, a long time ago we used to sing that chorus, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and the King of Glory will come in. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord strong and mighty. And he just put a beautiful revelation on that, is we are gates. We are gates. And we lift up our heads to the Lord, and gates, and the King of Glory comes in. We are gates. We are gates. A gate is an opening. We are gates that people can come into the presence of God through. We are gates. Lift up your heads, O you gates. You are gates. I'm a gate. You're a gate. He says that those who realize their need for them, the kingdom of heaven is theirs. Well, praise. Strengthens our awareness of our need for God. I was thinking today as I was mowing along, and I was thinking about, you know, where are we? We as a body. Do we love God more now than we did 28 years ago? I told someone this morning who stopped by to see me, you know, I said, I tell you what, this thing, this hunger, this desire for God in me seems to have taken on new fuel. I need Him so badly. I need Him so badly. And I need for other people to need Him so badly, because I know that when people need Him so badly, then they will have everything that they need. And when they have everything that they need, then others will see that, and it will bring glory to God, because that's what brings glory to God. The goodness of God in the land of the living brings glory to God. And that's what we need to be, people who bring glory to God. Because people need something. And what people don't understand, the whole world, every single person needs to praise God. Everybody doesn't realize, but every person needs to. I mean, if you think about it, it's a good answer to anybody and everybody about anything. You know, I think you just need to praise God. Or, I think we should just praise God. Or, wouldn't you like to just praise God? I think about Jesse Duplantis talking about the pilot in the airplane. Hey, let's pray in tongues together. You know, we just need to praise God. If this whole wide world started praising God, what would happen? You know, we could go so far, and it wouldn't be arrogance, it would just be a fact. But you know, it could be just a very strong possibility. I think it is. In truth, it is a fact that it's because people praise God that more bad things don't happen. It's because people praised God and sought God that when 9/11 took place, that there weren't 200,000 people in those buildings instead of 3,000. I mean, I don't know what the capacity of them is, but those buildings will hold a lot of people. And on a given day, a whole lot more people work in them. People want to wonder, well, you know, why did God do that? Well, we know God didn't do that anyway. But why don't people praise God that it wasn't a lot worse? Why don't people praise God and say, wow, you know, why hasn't that happened since? Why hasn't it happened since? Because God is our strong tower. We need, every person in the world just needs to praise God. Every person needs it because in them is something that wants to praise them. They're searching for, that's the only thing that satisfies. If you can find something that gives you more peace and more fulfillment and satisfies you more than praising God, then you've got something that needs to get out of your life. If there's something that satisfies you more than praising God, then you have found something that has put itself above God. And people who don't want to praise God just don't know what's good for them. That's just a fact. Okay. God blesses those who mourn, they'll be comforted. God blesses those who are humble, they'll inherit the earth. God blesses those who hunger and thirst for justice, for they'll be satisfied. God blesses those that are merciful, for they'll be shown mercy. God blesses those whose hearts are pure. God blesses those who work for peace, for they will be called the children of God. God blesses those who are persecuted for doing right, for the kingdom of heaven is theirs. God blesses you when people mock you and persecute you and lie about you and say all sorts of evil things against you because you're my followers. Be happy about it. Be very glad, for a great reward awaits you in heaven. And remember, the ancient prophets were persecuted in the same way. We need to be bold about the truth. We need to be bold about the truth. Because it's the truth that sets people free. I had a person who told me that while he was studying theology, that he would be in the bar having a beer and talking about theology with people. And boy, it really made them wonder, you know. And I just said, yeah, but you know what? The signals that you were sending out were so phony. And I told him the story of Vicky and how a guy that she had baptized her then is drunk at her house and says, well, this is a better way to relate to people. I said, that's not how you relate to people. You relate to people with the truth. You need to be in the world but not of the world. You need to send a true message because compromise kills. Because at the same time, he's telling me about how his stress level is so high and this and that. I said, you're studying the answer to your stress and you're claiming the stress. Quit claiming the stress. You know, I'm going. And I got done and I said, boy, Lord, that was pretty bold. He said he needs to hear the truth. If he wants to be this, if he wants to do this, if he's called to be into ministry, then he better get ready to praise God and not compromise. You know, we don't have the Word of God in us. The Word of God in us is not always going to make people feel good, okay? Unless they receive the truth. But we are not out to dilute it. We're out to give mega doses of it, of the truth of what the Word of God says. And you know, God says people are going to mock and persecute you and lie about you and say all sorts of things because you're my followers. Why are they going to lie and mock and do all sorts of things? Because they don't like the truth. They don't like the truth because they need the truth. Doesn't make any sense, does it? But when you don't have something, you sometimes don't like people who do have it. And inside of them, they want it. They want to yield themselves to it. They don't know that though. They just need to praise God. And who's going to teach them how to do that? We are. We just need to praise God. So then the Lord says, you are the salt of the earth. But what good is salt if it's lost its flavor? Can you make it salty again? It will be thrown out and trampled underfoot as worthless. Now the verse that the Lord gave me 2 or 3 weeks ago was, you are the light of the world. You are the light of the world. Like a city on a hilltop that cannot be hidden, no one lights a lamp and then puts it under the basket. Instead, a lamp is placed on a stand where it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your good deeds shine out for all to see, so that everyone will praise your heavenly Father. You're the salt. If salt loses its flavor, it's good for nothing. Don't lose your flavor. Spice it up. Spice it up. It's like finding the stinky onions. Oh, I had them all the time. Don't lose your saltiness. You're the light of the world. How are you the light of the world? Christ lives in you, dwells in you richly. You are the light of the world. You, me, people who know God, at whatever level we know God, we're the only light in the world. Because it's Christ in us. Jesus isn't standing on the earth in person anymore. Just, you're my vessels. And he has confidence in us. He told, like he told Sue, I bought and paid for you. You're acceptable. That's a pretty wonderful thing to just shine. What do you know today? I'm acceptable. I think we should just praise the Lord. Wouldn't you like to just praise the Lord with me? I'm acceptable. Now, to the natural, someone would say, well, that's a little weird. No, let me explain. Let me tell you what it is to be accepted in the Beloved. I'm just thrilled about this. There's always something. Don't start your day without finding something. Something that reminds you to praise the Lord. Because, he says, you let your good deeds shine out for everyone to see so that everyone will praise our Heavenly Father. You're the light of the world. If the light that is in you is darkness, remember that scripture? Just as the eye is the light. If the light that we have is darkness, well, if the light that we have is darkness, then what are we going to shine to the world? If we're caught up in religion and caught up in trying to make everybody comfortable and, you know, everybody goes to heaven. That's what God wants. Everybody to go to heaven. Everybody don't get there. He doesn't want anybody to perish. I mean, but He's not in charge. If He was in charge, everybody would be saved, wouldn't they? If He was in charge, everybody would praise Him. But He gives us a choice. And He says to us, okay, you're my salt, you're my light. If we are believers in the truth, we read this and we say, I'm the salt. I am the sweet smelling savor of the Lord. I contain the truth. And the truth that I contain can set people free. And God will give me wisdom as to how to pour that out. But my desire, my hunger, my life is to do that. That's not preachers. That's everybody who loves the Lord. He gave pastors and preachers and teachers and evangelists and apostles and prophets to teach so that everybody would be brought into that place where they can't help themselves, they just love God. I have a responsibility. You know, it's like, praise God. When I was a little kid, I mean, it was like I was a bat boy, you know. And the bat boy's responsibility when it started to get dark was get to those towers and flip the switches. Man, it was like I had arrived when I was tall enough to do it, and Dad said, "You can go get the switches." And my goal was to get every switch as fast as I could from pole to pole. I didn't want anybody else to have to turn on a light. I wanted to get them all. Well, obviously, of course, I didn't, because people would go to the poles. It was a thing, all the people at the ballpark. But man, I would run fast and I would run hard. And that first time that I, and the light came out, I was so tickled. I had fulfilled my responsibility. If I didn't turn on my pole, they wouldn't have light at that spot. God says to us, you're the light of the world. You don't turn on your pole, there's no light at that spot. We don't have, you know, there's people walking in so much darkness that we can't be just using a little glimmer to try to make sure our little spot is right. But we need to just let it shine. And trust God. If we praise God, then we'll trust God. We will, because as we trust Him, our confidence grows. Because as we trust Him and as we praise Him, He says things like, "Hey, you're acceptable. I bought and paid for you. Don't you feel sorry for yourself when I paid such a price for you? Don't you let bad attitude run off with you. Don't let yourself stink and just keep stinking. Come on, you got light to shine. You got salt to shake." That's why we of all people need to praise the Lord. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. I need to say to my soul, I think we should just praise the Lord. I think we should just, you know, we can praise ourselves out of hopelessness, out of helplessness. We can praise ourselves out of sickness. We can praise ourselves out of bad attitude. We can praise ourselves right into being the fruit that God called us to be. We can praise ourselves out of unforgiveness. We can praise ourselves into love. We can praise ourselves right into that place because He inhabits the praises. And when He's inhabiting us, Christ in us, the hope of glory. So you're the light of the world. You are the light of the world. That's a big responsibility. It's a good thing we don't have to carry it all by ourselves. Who gives us strength? Jesus. Who's our battery? Jesus. What light are we shining? His. if we will. What an easy thing to do. What an easy thing to do to brag on Jesus. What an easy thing to do to declare, hey, God, there's nothing, there is not one person anywhere in anything that you would be wrong in saying God can help. God knows a way. And He's making a way. He's doing something. He is doing something. If you've prayed, He's doing something. If He has said something, He is doing something. He's doing something about when He said, go out and go into all the world and preach the gospel. He's doing something about getting that done. I mean, He's doing it now in ways that people never, ever, ever even imagined. We literally, there's literally the technology now for the gospel to be preached to the whole world simultaneously. I mean, people that don't have a roof over their head have a cell phone. It's crazy. The Pastor Rogers in Kenya, he's got 19 kids in his house and staying in the hospital with a kid that got hurt, and he got a cell phone. And I can call him. Sometimes we have a good connection, sometimes we don't. Sometimes I can't answer. But the gospel can get there. They have a computer. They have, you know, we have all of this to shine the light. And what the enemy tries to do is get us to put a basket over our light. Just hang in there. Just hang on. Till we die. And the devil fights praise. Oh, he hates praise. Because he knows that praise is powerful. He knows the people who praise God are powerful. He knows the people who know God will praise God. And he knows people who praise God will know God better. And it's a bad thing for him. It's danger. So the first thing he'll try to steal from people is their praise. Try to steal from people their confidence in God. And if you don't have confidence in something, you're not gonna be praising it, are you? I mean, if you buy something and you really like it, and it's just, you know, you think it's the cat's meow, and you tell everybody about it and it'll be just wonderful, and the next thing you know, it isn't so wonderful and you ain't so busy praising about it anymore. Then you try to make sure that you don't run into the people that you praised it to about and hope they didn't get it too and find out the same thing that you did. But we can't ever go wrong praising God. He doesn't fail, does he? He's not slack in his promises. We can't be too sure of God. Can't be. Think about the prophet when he comes to the woman and she's starving and she's going to bake a little cake for herself and for her son, and then they're going to die. And he says, well, just make me one first. Well, he was sure of God, wasn't he? Must have been. So she did. What happened to her? God supplied all her needs according to His riches and glory. We need to be listening for the voice of God, praising God, being about the Father's business, doing what, you know, Jesus said, I do what God says, and I what I've seen Him do, and I say what I've heard Him say. He had that kind of confidence. So, you know, we listen for His voice, we praise Him, we hear His voice, and remember that He says, okay, now, in the same way, and when He said in the same way, He just got done talking about the light, okay? And he said, the light, you set it up for people to see. You don't put a basket over it. He said, okay, now in the same way, let your good deeds shine out for all to see, so that everyone will praise your Heavenly Father. So everyone will praise your Heavenly Father. We don't let them shine out so that they will praise us, but so that they will praise God, so that they will know that it's to the glory of God. But you've got to let, and what the only thing that's good is God. So the good deeds are God deeds, and God deeds are God directed. We're always right praising Him. Always. It is always right. It is always righteous to praise God. It's always right to turn the attention to God. In ourselves, for ourselves, and by ourselves, first and foremost. And if our personal life is wrapped up in that idea, then that's what's going to come out wherever we are. God has God deeds that He wants to do to you and through you, so that this world will know that He is who He says that He is. I want God deeds flowing, healing, deliverance. We declare to God. I declare that cancer is going to begin to disappear in this region. I just declare that. So that if I meet up with it, I'm going to say, well, praise God, this is something that God's going to cause to disappear. This is something that God's going to do. And that's just a small part of what God's going to do. Seems like a big part, but it's small in comparison. To do as Bernie has been declaring as well, you know. Declare the good things that God is doing. We don't have to see them, we just declare them. God is working in people's hearts. God is saving people. God is healing people. God is delivering people. God is strengthening people. God is building people up, not tearing people down. God is prospering people. And as people begin to receive that, what happens? It manifests. If you don't receive it, it can't manifest, can it? If we don't receive healing, we're not going to be healed. It just can't happen. If we reject it, it's not going to happen. If people don't receive salvation, they're not going to be saved. They can be the best person in the whole wide world. There's a lot of good people who never went to heaven. Jesus is what opens that door. But I'm glad that Jesus gets to make that call. I don't have to figure it out. I know that whoever calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. And I don't need to complicate that. What I need to do, and what you need to do, what we need to do, is shine a light that says the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And then people see that God things in your life, and they are drawn to God. And God's desire that no one perish gains one more soul. God is good. And He's worthy of our praise. This whole world needs to praise God. And they will praise God for our God works. Not everybody will, but they can. We desire that they do, don't we? I mean, think about it. Shining the light of God, what could be more wonderful? What could be a greater thing to do in your day? What more wonderful thing could you accomplish in any day than if you just got to shine the light? Even if you're shining the light all by yourself in the middle of a field, shine in the light of God. Do you think heaven doesn't see it? Of course they do. We could have glow practices. Go into your own closet and glow. You know, those glow-in-the-dark things, people are always trying to find a dark place to walk in and see them light up. But have ourselves prepared, have our batteries charged, have our hearts set on this and realize, hey, wait, I am the light to somebody's world. I'm the light in my part of the world. I have the opportunity, the privilege. It's not a burden. It's not a you want to do this. It's a what a privilege. What a privilege. What a privilege that we, with Christ in us, can shine that light. I mean, it really is. It really is. And it changes people's lives. It changes their countenances. I am amazed at the one man that I visited in jail on Sunday. He's one of those that his countenance has actually changed. He does not even look like the same person. He looks 20 years younger than he used to look. His skin is getting smooth. I mean, it's like I looked at him on Sunday. I said, man, something's happened to you. He said, yeah, I feel so much better. I said, you know what? You look a lot better. He said, that's what my family said too. God. And because he's shining, his children outside of jail are writing to him and telling him how much their life is changing, and they really love what dad is doing and what he's saying to them. He's never been a father to his children. Now that's all he can think of. The federal marshals tell him, man, what's happened to you? Used to be when we would go to take you somewhere, we'd have to fight you and wrestle you and get you where we wanted to. What's happened to you? The transforming power of God is amazing. And he knows what's happened to him. It's just God. I don't want to fight anymore. I don't want to bother anybody anymore. I just want to do my time and go be a father to my children and tell them about Jesus. It's no wonder his countenance is changing. It's no wonder that a guy that 3 months ago looked ready for the grave now looks like a young man. It's amazing. The light of the world, the light of God, moving through his life, reaching out to others around his life, just because that's the way God is. And that's what God will do through our lives. And he's making us aware of that. He's encouraging us to go ahead. It's a time. For such a time as this. For a time when people are hungering and people are lost and people are worrying and people are afraid. And we just ought to praise God for the opportunity to be the light. And to let those good deeds shine out for all to see, so that everyone will praise our Heavenly Father. There's nothing so sweet as to have somebody praise God for the light that you've shown in their lives. And boy, there's a whole bunch of them lined up ready to do that. A whole bunch of them that are just waiting to see this glaring light of Jesus Christ. To transform their lives, to you know what I mean? There's people walking in half truth that if they just hit the truth, it'll explode. We just had the 4th of July, you know how those fireworks go up, and you know some of them sneak up there. You don't even see a trail of them getting up there, and then all of a sudden, There's second and third and fourth explosions and stuff coming out like that. And you know, there's a lot of people that know a little bit about God, and but they need that next stage. They need the next stage to just open up, because it's that next stage that everybody goes, whoa! That's amazing. And we got the Pope to light those fuses. What a privilege. What a privilege. What a privilege. It's a privilege to be here with you. It's a privilege to know that we can do what God's called us to do. It's a privilege. It's a privilege to praise the Lord together. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt His name together. I will bless the Lord at all times. Bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Father God, what You've promised, You will do. What You've privileged us to be a part of, we will do. We covenant with You, Lord. We covenant with You to be light. We covenant with You to do God work. We covenant with You, Lord, and believe that You are going to give us and show us and reveal to us, and we are going to see magnificent things, miracles, signs, wonders, every manner of thing, because we've set our hearts to be light, to let the light that You've put in us, shine forth, that all the world would just praise You. Whatever part of the world we're in, we expect to find people ready to praise You because of the God in us. And we thank You for this, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Amen.